This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Okay.
Verify that first and last name for me.
It is Allen Miller, A-L-L-E-N, M-I-L-L-E-R.
All right, thank you for that. And just waiting for everything to load up here, and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Okay.
All right, finally got that account pulled up, and this is, it looks like they sent you over for fraud on today, and this is regarding the technical bag.
Right.
All right, so looking at the account, I do see back on, looks like the 25th of September, a technical bad was ordered, and looks like $574 was paid for the shipping and handling. Do you recall making that purchase during that time?
Actually, the tactical bag, yes, I was supposed to pay a shipping for some kind of a tactical bag because it was processed through some kind of a, it was a questionnaire. And if I get a questionnaire through that medical CVS or CVC or some site, and I was supposed to give my ideas on the Moderna vaccine. But then, I think I can agree to the shipping charge for the tactical bag, but now they're charging me $63 every month.
Okay. All right, so it looks like the offer that you may have accepted during that time, the technical bag, was basically a free gift, but it looks like it was also attached to a discount shopping store as well, in which during that time it was on a 3-day period, in which if you did not want to be a part of the discount club, you did have to cancel during that time. Basically, they sent out a gift code voucher and the amount of $125 for you to be able to go back on their site to shop. So due to no cancellation, that is why they are still billing.
Well, I never got any information to cancel, for one. I didn't get any kind of gift card for two. So this whole thing has turned out to be fraudulent. So I want my money back. I don't want any of this stuff. If you want me to send a tactical bag back, I can do that too. If I can even find it. I thought it was a piece of junk, so I don't know where it is.
No, sir, you don't have to send that back. That was free, so you're not being billed for that. Now, did you view over their terms and conditions for that offer? I did hear you say that you did, like, a questionnaire for it.
Yeah, I was supposed to do a questionnaire through some Moderna website. So I did the questionnaire. That they said they would send me the tactical bag for free, and I would only pay the shipping. And I did get the tactical bag. But whatever happens after that, I don't want anything to do with it.
Okay. All right. So they have went ahead and got that account canceled for you. Now, because you do... You did admit that you did make the purchase, and it just sounds like that, you know, the trial period was misunderstood or the offer was misunderstood at the time. I can provide you with a refund, but it will be the refund for the most recent charges on the account.
Well, I'm hoping you'll refund me the $63 and change times two. If they charged me the 1st of October a $63.24, and then another $63.24 on the 1st of November, and I'm wondering, okay, how long is this going to go on for? If I want that money back, because I did not agree to that whatsoever.
Okay, so give me one moment and let me see what we can do for you, okay?
All
All right, so what I'll go ahead and do is I will grant you the most recent refunds on the account, which will be $67.32 times twice. Now, usually we're only able to credit 50% due to the fact that this will not be deemed as a fraud account, but I will go ahead and do it for you on today, okay?
All right, sounds good. Now, I also had a charge from Advanced Performance that I got the same answering service, so I'm wondering if that's tied to this as well.
And what was that charge?
It was $39.99. I don't remember the date. I'm at work, and I have all these notes at home.
All right, so it looks like that was for a HeroBot, which is an online fitness app.
Online fitness app?
Yes, sir. It looks like it was also signed up on the same day, might have been part of the same offer.
Okay.
And that's why I asked that you view over the terms and conditions to make sure nothing else was attached to that offer. Because when you do questionnaires or any type of like surveys online, the free gifts and offers that they have at the end, they are through different online merchants, and they each have their own set of terms and own set of rules that go along with their offers and gifts.
Okay, I think I will never do this again. So I don't have any idea what this advanced performance thing is. I never have downloaded a fitness app in the longest time. I had one that I downloaded years ago, but I haven't used it for a long time. So how do I dispute that one?
Give me one moment, and let me see if I can work out something with that one for you as well.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
All right, so I'll go ahead and grant you that refund of $39.99 as well, okay? So allow all refunds 2 to 3 business days to process back into your account.
All right, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you on tonight?
That'll do it for now.
All righty. Well, lady, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good one.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.